coming up on episode number 597. Well, I'm back from vacation and back to you with another All Request edition of Coverville, the last All Request show before we hit the magic number 600. And it's going to be a great show with covers of The Church, The Rolling Stones, and a song that you may not have even realized was a cover. All this, jingle trivia with Tina, and more. It's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It's July 29th, 2009. My name is Brandon, and welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville, playing the songs that you've emailed me, that you've Twittered me, that you've Facebooked me, or that you've called into called into the studios to request, and happily playing the stuff that you've asked for. As a matter of fact, on today's show, I'm playing two requests by the same person, but only because they seem to go very well back to back. And we'll find out more about that a little bit later on in the show. But before we get to that, let's get to a cover of The Church, one of my favorite songs, certainly one of my favorite songs from the 80s, maybe even one of my favorite songs from all time, and a fantastic rendition of it by a woman named Nicole Atkins. From a 2008 EP called Digs Other People's Songs, here's Nicole's cover of The Church's Under the Milky Way.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, some of the breath fades with the light. I think about this loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Under the Milky Way tonight.
Anonymously, I write in cursive like I'm in my bed with the lights on the floor. Wearing three layers of coats and leg warmers, I see my own breath on the face of the door. Whoa, I am not quite sleeping. Whoa, I am fast in bed. There on the wall in my bedroom creeping, I see a wasp with her wings outstretched. Palisades, I come out wearing my brother's red hat. There on his shoulder, my best friend is bit. Seven times he was washing his face in his hands. Oh, I meant to tease him. Whoa, I meant no harm. Touching his back with my hand, I kiss him. I see a wasp on the length of my arm. Best friend into the car from the back seat. Oh, admiration in falling asleep. All of my powers day after day. I can tell you we swaggered and swayed deep in the tower and prairies below. I can tell you that selling is old. Terrible stains, terrible star. I can tell you the day we were born. My friend is gone, he went away. I can tell you I love him each day. Though we have sparred, wrestled and raged, I can tell you I love him each day. Terrible stain, terrible star. I can tell you I can wait.
The predatory wasp of the Palisades is out to get us. And that is the name of that song, performed there by the a cappella group The Penny Loafers from their 2007 album, Prophets and Pawns. That one is going out to Robert in the UK, in Warwickshire, who requested something, some sort of cover of Sufjan Stevens. You know, I got to say, this is an artist that I'm not really familiar with yet. I know he had a great album all about Illinois, but it was called Illinois, and a lot of people raved about it. I never picked it up, but I might just have to do that because I really do like that song we just heard. The cover again, Predatory Wasp of the Palisades is out to get us. Maybe one of the longest song titles I've played on Coverville since I started doing the new show notes system on the website, so that should be an interesting one. I'll have to put that one together. Before that, Under the Milky Way by Nicole Atkins from her 2008 release Digs Other People's Songs. On that release, you'll also find a great cover of The Doors' Crystal Ship and a cover of, which one is it? It's Dream a Little Dream, I believe, Mama Cass. It is a Mama Cass song, and it is, yeah, Dream a Little Dream of Me. Also a cover of Not a Surf's Inside of Love. Great EP to pick up, and nice and cheap, because you're just getting four songs, so it's a great way to familiarize yourself with Nicole Atkins' music without having to buy an entire album, right? Very cool. All right, Coverville tonight is brought to you by the new Amazon Kindle. Well, not really the new Kindle, because the Kindle's been around for a couple of years, but the new price on the Kindle. Used to be $359 or $399. Now it's down to $299, which is a great deal if you're a big reader. If you read a lot of books, obviously one of the bigger advantages of this thing is, it saves you from having to stock your shelves with the books you've read. Maybe you're the type who reads a book and then puts it on the shelf, to reread later or to hand out to friends or something like that. Or you just have all this bookshelf space and, because you have to store all these. With the Kindle, you can store hundreds and hundreds and, over 1500 books on the Kindle, and not have to have all those shelves of book storage and all that. Plus, if you travel a lot, this is a great thing to just slip into your briefcase, slip into your purse, your computer bag, whatever, and not have to carry around bulky hardbacks or worry about what you're going to do, what you're going to read on vacation if you finish the first book. Well, if you finish a book on vacation with a Kindle, you can just go right onto Amazon and download another one. You don't even need a computer to do it. You can do it all right from the Kindle, which you can't do with that Sony e-reader. Check it out, the Amazon Kindle. Use the link on coverville.com when you're ready to buy, and take advantage of that new lower price, $299 for Amazon Kindle. Now, this'll be a fun double shot here. Two covers, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that, two versions of the same song. Now, up until recently, I thought that Hey Joe was a Jimi Hendrix original. No, much like the Bob Dylan song that he kind of turned around and made his own All Along the Watchtower. Hey Joe is another one of those songs that Jimi Hendrix recorded and did such an amazing job personalizing that that people normally attribute him as the original artist. Well, I was corrected by Alan in Kernersville, North Carolina, and he turned me on to not only the original, which I'm about to play for you, by The Leaves, but also to a great cover by Deep Purple that came out, let's see, it was a re-release in 2008, but when did this album originally come out? It was, it's been reissued, 1968. So 1966 for the Leaves version, 1968 for the Deep Purple version, and I believe the Jimi Hendrix version came out right around the same time. It might have even been between these two. You'll find, if you're familiar with a lot of old school power pop, you might find, like I did, that the Leaves original is a little bit reminiscent of Seven and Seven Is by Love. But you listen, you tell me for yourself if you make that connection or if I'm the only one. So we'll start off with that one. Here are the Leaves with Hey Joe.
Thank you. tell me where you're going with that gun in your hand. I'm going down to shoot my lady, 'cause I caught her messing around with another man. Yes, I'm going down to shoot my lady, 'cause I caught her messing around with another man.
That is Deep Purple with their cover. Yes, I knew there was something after that. A little bit of chatter. Deep Purple with their cover of Hey Joe, all 7.5 minutes of it from their 1968 release, Shades of Deep Purple, which was just re-released here in 2008. And Alan in Kernersville, North Carolina, wanted to hear that, as well as the Hey Joe, the original version of Halo, the pre-Jimi Hendrix version of Hey Joe, performed by The Leaves. That version you'll find on a collection called Nuggets, Original Artifacts from the First Psychedelic Era. And yes, I said artifacts because that's how it's written. It's not artifacts. It's artifacts. Something else that's a fact is it's time to thank some people for giving some 5-star reviews to Coverville on iTunes. Something I've been meaning to do for a while is add this to the show, is to thank people for their 5-star reviews. If you go to iTunes and you go into the podcast section, you can actually review Coverville. And if you give it a 5-star review, I will thank you. Thank you heartily on this show right here. So some people who have left some 5-star reviews very recently, Fly Monkey, Northwest Music Lover, Howard the Duck. You know, I like Howard the Duck too. Big Turf, Kmart 87, and of course, a favorite for the musically challenged folks in here is Toyota Boy, who contributes the musically challenged segments every once in a while. Something else I want to tell you about right now is the Coverville Citizenship. The t-shirts are in. I need to get a picture of one of them and put it on the website so you guys can see what they look like. And you know, I won't even give any sort of background on the t-shirts and tell you what they look like. The cat is meowing in the background here. Don't know if you can hear that. But I won't tell you what they look like until you see them because, you know, these things are way better when you see them for yourself. The only way you can get these t-shirts, these rare custom designed Coverville t-shirts, is to become a Coverville citizen. And in addition to the t-shirt, you also get an annual archive DVD containing the last 100 episodes in either AAC or MP3 format, getting close to being able to start recording and copying those. But most of all, you get a subscription to Coverville Bonus Tracks, which is a show that comes out between 2 weeks and a month, every month or every 2 weeks, somewhere right around between those two. And it contains all the songs that get cut from cover stories, theme shows, even all request shows. If I know that you're a Coverville citizen, I might move your request to a Coverville Bonus Tracks episode. And of course, you are helping support Coverville, which is, you know, it's advertising is one thing, but the show tends to kind of follow more the public radio model, where a citizenship, a membership, is actually going to be the thing that kind of keeps it afloat and keeps it sustained. So show that you support Coverville, show that you support podcasts, and if you are able to, please become a Coverville citizen. All the information is on the Coverville.com website on the right side. Just look for the Hello, I'm a Citizen of Coverville badge, and you'll get all the details, everything you need to know about it. And you'll also get this cool Coverville Citizen t-shirt, which I'm excited to be able to put on the website to show you. All right. One more set of music here before we get to trivia. How about a request going out to Rob in Canada, a cover by a group called The Tea Party, which I hadn't heard of before his request, but immediately went out and picked up a great album, kind of a greatest hits album by them called Tangents, and it includes this fantastic cover of the Rolling Stones' Paint It Black. Here is The Tea Party.
Still in summer clothes, I have to turn my head.
a group that is more commonly known for another Goodnight song, Goodnight Moon. That is Goodnight Irene, covered by Chivalry from their 2007 release, Tainted Love, Mating Calls, and Fight Songs, which did, in fact, include a cover of Tainted Love, as well as covers of Hello, Hello, I'm Back Again by Gary Glitter. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough by Michael Jackson. You heard that one on a show recently. What is that? Half on a Baby by R. Kelly. Okay. that is going out by request to Irene in Dallas for obvious reasons. She wanted to hear a really good cover of Goodnight Irene, and I had a really good cover of Goodnight Irene. Before that, you heard Paint It Black by The Tea Party from their 2000 release, Tangents. Well, what we have now is Tina and Trivia. Tina's here for a little bit of Musically Challenged. And before we get into that, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. You've been working a lot lately.
Just today.
Okay, you've had a couple days off.
I have.
I guess we've had a few days off, haven't we?
I had a few days off.
Yes, all right.
Working today, and it is real hard getting back.
That's the thing. It's that I could tell today that you've been working really hard.
I know. I should have taken that extra day.
You should just take the whole week off.
I know. Well, I can't now.
No, you can't now. Hindsight is 20/20.
I know.
So, anything you want to say before we get into the show? Any holidays or special events or anything coming up that you want to mention? Anything exciting?
Well, I am planning a special 40th birthday party for you.
For me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. You don't say.
Yeah, you're going to be an old man.
I'm going to be an old man. Yeah, it's funny. Scott Johnson had his 40th 2 weeks ago, and now I'm having mine.
I know.
Who's next? Len Peralta?
I don't know.
When does he hit his 40th?
I think he's my age, so it'll be a little while.
It'll be a couple of years. Tim Dressen from 500, don't know.
No idea.
I think he's a few years younger. Dan Klass. Dan's got to be getting close.
Dan's past 40.
He is past. Oh, of course he's past 40.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let's jump into...
So happy birthday early.
Thank you. Let's get into a special Musically Challenged Jingle Edition. This one is coming to us from Jim in Van Nuys, but he's going to say all that, so let's just let him say it.
Hello, Brian, and hello, Tina.
Hey, Jim.
Hello.
My name is Jim Elwanger. I'm in Van Nuys, California, and this is the Jingle Edition of Musically Challenged. Now, I happen to be a collector of radio station jingles, and I've noticed in my collection a fair number of jingles that, well, they may not quite count as cover songs, but they're definite imitations of an actual song. To give you an idea of what I'm talking about, here's a jingle from 1964, as heard on KXOK Radio in St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, yeah, tell you something.
There you have it.
The look you just gave me from that, because you weren't expecting the right turn in the middle of the song. You thought they were just going to keep going with the I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Yeah.
All right. So that was his example.
Okay.
A jingle that sounds very much like a hit song called I Want to Hold Your Hand by a band you may have heard of known as the Beatles. I now have five more jingles for you. Your task is to name the title and artist of the song that each jingle is based on. I will give you the clue that these jingles are all from the 1960s or 1970s, so don't guess anything too recent. Let's get started with jingle number one.
The heart of Chicago, the heart of
Chicago, WCFL, the Chicago.
And here.
That's good. Kay, do you know that one?
Well, yeah, I know the song. I can't think of the name or who does it or anything like that.
I had to.
I don't know.
I had to use you to stall while I thought through the opening lyrics, got through the lyrics to the chorus.
I know, it throws me
it's
off.
The, you're it's sweet like, as a honeybee.
Yeah.
It's a same old song, and I always... You know, this is one of those songs that I can never remember if it was the Four Tops or the Temptations.
Oh,
I think this was...
I think it's the Four Tops.
You think the Four Tops?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. We'll say four
okay,
tops.
It's probably not.
It's probably the Temptation.
Yeah, exactly. So go with the opposite.
All right.
It's jingle number two.
It's in Fargo, Moorhead, all American, KQWB.
Yikes. Is that... okay, I have two. I can't make up my mind who it is.
Okay.
I think it's either Led Zeppelin or The Who.
It is not.
Okay.
It was Eric Clapton's band Cream.
Cream.
Yes, I think it was anyway.
Okay.
Now you got me second guessing it.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't, yeah.
The song is, do you want to take a stab at the song?
No.
Sunshine of Your Love.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure that was by Cream. All right.
Goal number three.
WJNL 1490.
Ooh,
is that the Eagles?
It may be. That one I couldn't place.
I could right from the beginning, really? But then it takes you off. I think it's the Eagles.
Okay.
I have no idea song names.
I will let you have that one because
okay.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Here is jingle number four.
Oh, man. I know the song. I can't think of the title. Diana Ross and the Supremes is the band.
Okay.
But I can't think of the song.
Okay.
Mm.
I don't. Yeah, I can't either.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. And number five.
Jingle number five.
I want somebody to record some jingles like that for Coverville.
That'd be cool.
That would be really cool.
I know. I have no idea.
I want my own set of of a chorus of harmonizing singers to go, "Hey, you're listening to Coverville." Something like that. All right. Any idea on that last one?
No clue. Did not even sound familiar.
It did to me too. It sounded like Mrs. Jones by Billy Paul, but
I said it didn't sound familiar.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I know. But it didn't quite to me, too. But
okay, gotcha.
I see what you're saying, yeah. Well, the closest thing I could come up with was Me and Mrs. Jones by Billy Paul.
Okay, so. All right.
All right, let's hear the answers.
Here's the obligatory pause of a few seconds to give you a little more time to discuss your answers.
Okay.
Now for the answers. Jingle number one from WCFL in Chicago. That was based on It's the Same Old Song by the Four Tops.
Ah, it was the Four Tops. Good.
All right.
Jingle number two came from KQWB, serving Fargo, North Dakota, and Moorhead, Minnesota, where they could use a little sunshine. That's Sunshine of Your Love by Cream.
I've been waiting so long to be where I'm going, in the sunshine of your
Jingle number three is from WJNL in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, and it's based on Out in the Country by Three Dog Night.
Didn't I say the Eagles?
You did.
Shoot.
Whenever I need to leave it all behind, I'll feel the need to get away.
That's not the Eagles.
It's definitely not the Eagles. That's, I don't even recognize the song it's based on. I don't know if I've ever heard that.
Me neither.
No, but it's nice. It's smooth.
Do you see how the beginning kind of sounds like there is an Eagles song that kind of is similar?
Hmm.
No?
It didn't click for me, but I bet if we figured out what song it clicked for you as, I'd probably say, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Number 4 from WIFE Indianapolis is an homage to The Happening by The Supremes.
The Happening.
Hey, life, look at me. I can see the real time. When you shook me, took me out of my world, I woke up. Suddenly I just woke up to The Happening.
Finally, jingle number 5 from WFIL in Philadelphia. I know this was the most obscure one of the bunch. It's based on God Bless the Child by Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own.
And that wraps it up for this jingle edition of Musically Challenged. If nothing else, I hope this has given you a bit of an appreciation for the songs you may hear between the songs on the radio. My name is Jim Elwanger. Thanks for listening and playing along.
Awesome, Jim. Yeah, feel free to make any more of those that you've got. That was a lot of fun.
That was. I like different decades, too.
Yeah, totally. And I love hearing, you know, I'm a big fan of radio, especially old radio.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew that.
You knew that. 70s and 80s growing up listening to the radio constantly and all those great jingles and stuff. So that's cool. Very cool. Thank you, Jim, for putting that one together. Also, thank you, Tina, for being part of Musically Challenged yet again.
You're welcome.
And thank you, the listener, for tuning in for another episode of Coverville. Hey, cue that music. There we go. We will be back tomorrow night with another cover story edition of Coverville. Tonight, I believe it is going to be The Clash. Yes, it will be The Clash. And then 599 next week will be Cat Stevens. And 600, the big 600 show will be Kiss. So 3 cover stories, the next 3 episodes coming up. Ooh.
I think you said tonight will be The Clash.
Oh, did I? I meant tomorrow night. I meant tomorrow night, yes. See, that's why I have you here.
Yeah.
The producer, Tina, thank you so much. All right, that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville, and those are the shows coming up. If you want to get in touch with me, maybe you have a request for The Clash, Kiss, or Cat Stevens, email me, coverville@gmail.com, or call the request line 206-222-COVER, and I will try and get your request on the show as part of the show. You can also visit the forums or join the discussions in the show notes going on at coverville.com. Also a place where you can find out about great covers that aren't on the show. A lot of stuff from YouTube, things like that that get put on there. Find out information about the Coverville Citizenship Program. The DVDs are now on sale, the archive DVDs for a limited time, as well as a place where you can rate the songs you hear in the show notes for each and every episode. So tell me what you like, tell me what you don't like, and then we'll know.
You know, what is Cat Stevens' name now? Didn't he change
Yusuf, it? Yusuf Islam.
That's right.
Yeah.
Great.
Yes.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And he got held up on a plane.
Yeah.
Held up from flying because of that.
I know. I couldn't remember what the name was.
Yes, exactly. All right, so we'll find out more about that in the Cat Stevens Show. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on Coverville. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.